This is WKSU News. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Masks are the most effective weapon we have right now in our battle against the coronavirus. But wearing a mask takes getting used to, and they are changing the way we connect with each other. Right now, we look at how people are adapting to the new reality of mask communication. We're at the Haymaker Farmers Market in Kent. Marianne Casper is selling colorful homemade masks. She says there's not much small talk with customers nowadays.
I don't hear much of what people say to me because there's this muffled voice coming at me from a distance.
She's not hard of hearing, it's just harder to hear. But she's finding ways to get her meaning across.
I try to just use my eyes more than I ever did before because, you know, they can't see my mouth and I don't want them to think I'm grumpy or whatever.
Organic farmer Matt Herbrook is also working on his nonverbal communication skills.
And you can't see facial expressions, so you read eyes a lot more, and body language, you know, head shaking, things like that.
And speaking clearly.
I try to enunciate more, which I struggle with sometimes because I speak quickly.
These are among the communication tools we all need to embrace in the age of coronavirus. That's according to Julia Jones-Hike, director of the Speech, Pathology, and Audiology program at Kent State University. In fact, she's compiled a list of recommendations.
One of them is to really look at people when you talk to them.
So, maintain eye contact. Also, she says, signal your intentions.
You should get someone's attention before you speak by saying their name or gesturing them.
And don't yell.
Really, that is its own form of speech distortion.
Try to avoid noisy environments, and
there's some communication repair things we can do. What happens when we miscommunicate?
She says it's best to rephrase what you said when something was missed.
And then on the other side of that, if you're the one who missed the information, you can be really specific about what was missed.
But most of all, she says, we need to be patient with each other. Because it's not just the muffled sound of the masked voice that makes it hard to communicate. We're missing the visual component. That's according to Mary Rosen, director of the Hearing Research Group at NeoMed.
We all are doing a little bit of lip reading all the time.
Beyond lip reading, she says the hearing and visual regions of our brain are intertwined in a part of the brain that plays a role in recognizing facial expressions.
So there's connection between the emotional areas of the brain and the auditory areas of the brain. Those are very strong connections.
And with masks, all those crucial emotional cues are missing, especially the smile. So says psychologist Karine Koifman, who studies human emotion at Kent State.
The loss of smiles is not a minor loss. It's actually a very substantial loss.
She says the smile is at the bedrock of all human connection.
We use smiles for all kinds of really, really essential human tasks that involve interactions with other people.
A welcoming smile to a stranger. A shy smile, a coy smile, a consoling smile, a smirk, the list is endless.
These are all really subtle signals that operate constantly in interpersonal communication.
All unfortunately lost when we cover the bottom of our face. But Koifman says we are adapting mostly by using our eyes to replace the light of a smile.
And that crinkling of the eye is a big part of intense expressions of happiness.
Still, she thinks it's important to acknowledge the sacrifice we're making to protect each other's health in these trying times.
Our smiles are gone at a time when we need them most.
This in no way means that the loss of smiles outweighs the benefits of wearing a mask. Most health experts agree that the current death toll would be much lower if Americans had begun wearing masks when the pandemic began. Meanwhile, Julia Jones-Hike is taking the long view of the communication skills we're building in our masked reality.
You know, maybe we can all take something away from this and be a little more, be better at communication when we're done.
I'm Jeff St. Clair, 89.7 WKSU.